Today on Gardening in a Minute, irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. It's a good idea to periodically test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check each irrigation zone to see if all the sprinkler heads are working properly and unclog or replace heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, and driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and a precious natural resource. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. Calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. It's an easy process that can be done by anyone. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nasturtium. The nasturtium is an attractive, easy-to-grow plant typically used in landscapes for its beauty. It can also be grown as a food crop, since nasturtium leaves, flowers, and seed pods are edible. This vining annual can be grown year-round in most of Florida, but will die back to the ground during a freeze. Nasturtium leaves are round and smooth, and its numerous flowers are yellow, orange, or red. There are many varieties. Trailing forms grow best in hanging baskets or on low trellises, while dwarf forms can be left freestanding. You can add the flowers and leaves to salads and pickle the seed pods, using them as a substitute for capers. If you plan to eat parts of your nasturtiums, avoid using pesticides on or near the plants. For more information about nasturtiums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, broccoli. Broccoli is a tasty vegetable that's easy to grow in the home garden. The Italian word brocco means sprout, bud, or shoot, and it's the clusters of unopened flower buds that we eat. Broccoli can be grown in Florida during the coolest months of the year. Plant your seeds or transplants in north and central Florida no later than mid-August and continue through mid-March. In south Florida, transplant in September through January. As with all vegetables, make sure your broccoli plants get plenty of sun and nutrients. You'll need to protect yours from frost, especially when the plants are small. Harvest the central heads when they're still tight and compact with no open flowers. Enjoy this nutritious vegetable steamed, sautéed, or fresh from the garden. For more information about broccoli and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain lilies. Rain lilies are plants with dainty, funnel-shaped blooms that pop up overnight after a heavy rain. The flowers of this member of the amaryllis family come in subtle shades of white, yellow, pink, or red. The narrow, grass-like foliage of rain lilies blends in well in rock gardens and borders. In containers, they do best when crowded. Rain lilies can be cultivated in the garden and will flower spring through fall if kept alternately wet and dry. They overwinter easily throughout the state. Rain lilies prefer full sun to part shade and do best in moist, well-drained soil. You can transplant rain lilies or you can purchase some of the small bulbs to plant. They're very low maintenance and their delicate blooms will surprise you when they appear. For more information about rain lilies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dealing with leaning trees. Hurricanes and tornadoes can blow over trees or cause them to lean. Large trees that blow over are lost causes, but small ones may not be. Small trees that fall over can often be righted and secured if they've been recently planted. Older and mature trees often sustain too much damage to be righted. Large trees that have leaning or bent trunks are not necessarily weak and ready to fall, but examine them closely, looking for areas where the roots may be shifting. If roots near the base of the tree are damaged or cut, supports can be used to help it as it establishes new roots. If you have any doubts about any of the trees on your property, consult a certified arborist before attempting any cleanup. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.